This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A West Suburban high school is donating a cache of equipment from its science labs to a hospital on Chicago's West Side to help treat coronavirus patients. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell reports.
Paul Noble is an English teacher at Oak Park River Forest High School. He got a call last week from the mother of a former student.
And I don't know her very well. I've only met her at parent conferences.
So he was surprised she called, but it turns out she was right to do so. She said her husband's a cardiologist at Rush University Medical Center and that he was getting assigned to a unit in the hospital that was treating coronavirus patients.
Her spouse is risking his life every day for 12-hour shifts every day.
And that they were short on protective eyewear to care for these patients.
She reached out to me and said, is there a contact at the high school I could reach out to try to get goggles? She was specifically looking for science goggles. And I said, wow, that's a good idea. Let me look into that. But, you know, I'm an English teacher, so I don't use PPE. And so I reached out to a science teacher I know.
A biology teacher.
She was game.
Noble says they thought about just entering the deserted high school and taking the stuff on their own.
I was prepared to do a heist, but we did not do a heist until we actually had clearance.
The request went quickly up the school district's chain of command, and it was approved. A district official even came to help forage through science cabinets and closets.
We basically found about 800 or 900 pairs of goggles and 9,000 pairs of gloves.
They loaded the equipment into a van. A Rush official met him at the hospital's delivery dock.
I said, I got all these gloves, too. And she's like, wow, really? Great.
Noble said the high school's donation could have an impact on students.
These goggles are going to be at a premium in September. And while we buy new ones every year, we may be hard-pressed to find them in September. And so they may not be doing very many labs in the fall. Like labs that have any danger or toxicity or of any kind, they may not be able to do, but it seemed obvious that this was a more urgent need.
Noble says he hopes other high schools hear about the donation and step up with their own equipment. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.